Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, O God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create in me a clean heart, so that I may worship you. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Watch me through and through. Just create.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. Good morning. God's plan. If you get out of the way, he can change it. Anybody want to be changed? Beautiful, beautiful. Anybody want to be changed? I like that. What a wonderful change has come over. I mean, that should be all of our testimony. Hallelujah. If you have had salvation come nigh unto you, you should be rejoicing over the change that God has done in your life. Hallelujah. You should pray. That's just a conversation to God, just talking to God like we talk to one another. And also, when you pray, you're going to repent. Praise the Lord. Repent, humbly come before the Lord, repentance. And then after that, repentance, that should be a praise. After you realize that a change has come about you, there should be some kind of praise. In other words, praising to tell someone about it, not only with your lips will you tell them, but you will show them with your life that it's not you, but if God have come in and changed you and cleaned you up, hallelujah, so you're forever showing the world that there is a peculiar thing about you because of the change that has come over you. Hallelujah. The people that knew you before, and when they see you after God has change you, they'll see a difference. You won't have to tell them, but they should be able to see it. Amen. If you're walking with the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. So thankful, Father, for the song that he allowed to go on before us. Not to hold you long, but to let's just be mindful. Be mindful of it's our responsibility to show forth if we have confessed with our mouth and within that we believe in our heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That God, hallelujah, that he had a son that came and lived a perfect life. And we testify of that. Hallelujah. And we believe that he rose from the dead. And we believe he's the only begotten son of our Lord, of our God. He's our Lord and Savior and Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you have made that confession, what a change. Hallelujah. If you know that in your heart to be true, what a change. Hallelujah. If you live like you believe what it says in these 66, if you live the word, hallelujah, believe it. You see, when you believe something, you're going to do it. The belief is not only with the mouth, but belief is with the heart, with the praise the Lord. That's true belief there when you believe enough to do just what it said. Hallelujah. Go beyond. Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come right now in the humblest way that we know how. Thank you for your goodness. We're so thankful of your mercy. Thank you, Father, how you allowed us to assemble here once again. We count that as a privilege and even as a blessing. Father, you allowed us to lay down last night in faith, hoping and expecting to see this day. But God, you made it a reality. We want to say thank you, Lord. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. We're looking on a new day. We count this as a new day, a new mercy, another chance to, hallelujah, as we say, get it right, another chance to be more better, walk more closer to you, another chance, Father God, to show you that we love you, hallelujah, another chance to do your will, another chance to run this race, another chance. We said, thank you. Consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We pray and we thank you for it, Lord God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Are we respectful of this Sabbath day? So beautiful lesson we had on yesterday, but it really stuck out to me. It made me go back and think how when I was a young lad, and when I used to see how when we would go to church on Sundays, and if you didn't get things that you need, on Saturday, on Sunday, if you needed to go to the store or go run and get some, it was very few places opened up on a Sunday, and it was like a sweetness. Everybody honored that Sabbath day, that day of rest that we choose to worship on. Hallelujah. That we choose to worship on. Are we still respective of the Sabbath, and not only of the Sabbath, but every day treated as it is holy unto God? For this is the day that the Lord has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We should rejoice and be glad in it because of this day, this present day, and that's just what it is. It's a present. It's a gift that is given unto you. And what you going to do with that gift? That God gave you another chance of life, another chance to breathe, another chance to experience, another chance. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. You know, it's almost impossible to praise and complain at the same time. So we should just give it up. Just give it up. Just tell God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's what our elders used to do. We say, thank you, Lord, for last night lying down and this early morning arising. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to tell God, thank you. You need to tell God, I adore you. You need to tell God, I bless you. Lord, if it not had been for you that's helping me, I can't even make ends meet. That's what you need to tell him. You need to talk to him and tell him, I can't even make it, Lord, without you. I need you. I need you every day, every moment, every hour. Isaiah the 56th chapter. Isaiah the 56th chapter. It just stuck out to me. I'm thankful for it. Isaiah the 56th chapter. Hallelujah. We read it yesterday. We'll read it a little bit again today, and we'll say goodbye. See you in the morning. How about that? Isaiah 56, chapter, the first verse tells us, thus said the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come and my righteousness to be revealed. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that lay hold on it, that keep the Sabbath from polluting it and keep his hand from doing any evil. Are we practicing on keeping our hands from doing any evil? Are we conscious? Do we realize that we have to give an account for everything done in this body? Hallelujah. Are we just living free God, understand, grace is not a license to sin. Mercy is not a license to sin, but we should be very careful on how we walk, how we talk, how we treat one another. We should be very careful on how we live unto God, living unto God. Are we mindful of the Sabbath? You see, here, let me read this a little bit. The Lord tells us what are his expectations of duty from us. You see, we should be honest and just in all dealings. Also strictly observe the Sabbath day to have the blessing of God upon, hallelujah, employment all the week. See, when you start your, like we say on God's plan, when we start our day off right, you know, Sunday being the first day of the week, when we start that out right, start it out with God. It's just an example of representation how we should live day by day by day by day. When we wake up in the morning, the first hour, hallelujah, we're just like a pen of time. Mel tells us that, pay the tithe. God pay the tithe, hallelujah. First, he wants the first fruits, the first things of all, God, of the first. Don't give God the last when you're not hardly able to do in and everything, but when you have the strength, hallelujah, have your right mind, have the activity of your limbs, give that unto God, that you may be in a service unto him, that you may, hallelujah, love somebody, that you may do his work, his will, his way, hallelujah. Also, we should strictly observe the Sabbath and to have the blessing of God upon employment of all the week. Must conscience of keeping the Sabbath holy. Hallelujah. And every day should be holy to the Lord, especially that Sabbath day. Hallelujah. I remember it was a time when we would when people would drive down the street. And if they had loud music, they would turn it down when they got in front of a church. I remember there was a time if they weren't acting right, if they was near a church, they showed respect to God's house. But guess what? Your body is the temple and should be the temple of the Holy Spirit. Are we regarding it unto God? Or do we just take this body and do anything with it? Do we take the mouth and just say anything to anybody? Do we just take the mind and let it run rapid? But are we careful? Are we careful in our ways and our dealing to one another, to mankind? Are we careful? Are we respectable unto God? Still, hallelujah, still, hallelujah. Keep it the Sabbath day. Hallelujah. And if you are a Christian, if you have confessed with your mouth, and if you believe in your heart, every day is holy unto the Lord, especially the Sabbath, but every day. Hallelujah. Just because it's Monday, just because it's Monday, I still should live like it's Sunday. Just in case it's Tuesday, I still should live like it's Sunday. Just in case it's Wednesday, I still should live like it's Sunday. I still should act like I'm going to the house of the Lord, keeping our feet when we go to his house. Be careful how we assemble one to another, one together. He still should treat it, hallelujah, how they treat our surrounding. They should be holy, having nothing to do with sin. Blessed is the man that keeps his hand from all things that displeasing unto God and hurtful to even your own soul. You should be careful with it. Hallelujah. Those and the spirits that we are around. We waited for hope and righteousness by faith. We'll be found walking in ways of holy obedience. You know, it's better to obey. It's better to obey. You knew it growing up. If you had parents, and like I had parents, if you disobeyed, guess what? Trouble. There was a punishment. There was correction. So it is with the God. If you don't disobey, if you let that mouth just say anything, if you act just any kind of way, there will be a debt to pay. It's called hallelujah, a correction rod of hallelujah. God will correct, hallelujah, and be thankful when he corrects. You know when the devil's whipping you or when the Lord is whipping you. You know when it's the devil, and you know when it's the Lord. If you don't know, now you know. God chastised every son, hallelujah, every son, and if you don't, then you're not his child. How about that? Just to put it on your mind, are we keeping the Sabbath holy? Are we acting every day like it is Sunday? It's a holy day unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Holy unto the Lord. But I love that. It stuck out to me. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that lays hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and keeping his hand from doing any evil. Oh, hallelujah. How blessed would it be if you would keep your hand from doing evil? How blessed is it? Hallelujah. How much of a blessing is it? Hallelujah. How much of a blessing is it to obey? You just try and obey. Just try doing what thus say the Lord. You can start with the commandments. You can start with something real small. Try not to lie if you've been lying. Try not to covet if you've been coveting. Try not to, hallelujah, try not to do the evil things, hallelujah. And what are the evil, the things of the flesh? The things of the flesh, the thing that the flesh wants to do is mostly evil. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But try those first fruits out. Try those first fruits out. Galatians 5:22. Try those first fruits out. Try joy. Hallelujah. Try love. Try peace. Try patience. Try kindness. Try goodness. Try faithfulness. Try great. Oh, hallelujah. Try self-control. Try some gentleness. Try being kind to one another and see the blessings that will come from God. Well, when you act in the way that God tells you to act, hallelujah, hallelujah. When you do the things that he wants you to do. There is benefits. Hallelujah. There is benefits. Hallelujah. There is benefits. There is benefits when you do and obey the will of God. Hallelujah. The will. You don't have to know the scripture. Hallelujah. But if you start trying to do good, when you hear the scripture, faith coming by, oh hallelujah, by hearing. Hearing the word of God, when you hear, hallelujah, when it comes through your ear and you have fixed your heart where it would receive it, hallelujah, then you'll start to do that you hear, that you believe, that you accept to be faithful and truth. Truth, hallelujah, truth. God bless you. God keep you. Here's a prayer. I told you it wouldn't be long with you, but I wanted to just put that on your mind. Are we keeping it? Are we trying to do the things that we're supposed to do? Hallelujah. Bless. Verse 2 tells you, Isaiah 56 and 2 tells you, blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that lay hold on it. Lay hold on that you've been taught. Lay hold on that you hear. Lay hold on, hallelujah. Lay hold on it, keep it, and try to do it. And when you keep it and try to do it, keep this head from doing any evil. When you keep your hand from doing any kind of evil, you're setting yourself up for blessings. When you honor and respect them, not to be lifted, but to be gifted and to show, hallelujah, the Lord that, Lord, I obey you. I'm going to obey your word by doing your will. I'm going to act like I'm supposed to act. Lord, I'm going to respect your house. Hallelujah. The brick, the builder, the mortar, also and what it represents, and even this body, this temple, and even your own house, your own dwelling place where you dwell, treat it and respect it unto the Lord, and watch God come in and bless you. And bless you. God bless you. God keep you as I pray. You open, Brother D. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe on me. Raise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. My brother said, I don't have much for you, just a little bit. I believe you're trying to tell me words. I need to be obedient to God's word.
That's it.
I believe you're going to tell me that if I just be obedient to his word, I'm so glad. I say again and again, I'm so glad the Lord has blessed us, that our paths have crossed and allows us to come in and be blessed this early in the morning. You know, many of us don't see a church, don't hear God's word, but the Lord has blessed us to be able to have you, from Harris, for Eric to come in here and bless us.
Nice.
With our food to feed us this early in the morning. I say again, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I thank you, my brother, for the word this morning.
Nice.
I thank the Lord for shining on you. I pray you continue to bless you, continue to keep you, continue to allow you to come on here each and every morning to feed us, give us a say. That we may taste and see. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for the word of God.
God bless you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God today. Again, I want to thank the Lord. How he blessed Reverend. Reverend Brian on yesterday, but talking about this unit, it just set, you know, here some was born, some was had to go through castration. Hallelujah. But they were set in a way that they would be a servant unto God, and they could be trustworthy. Hallelujah. The king, hallelujah. You could put them around their wives and concubines and didn't have to worry about it. Are we trust? trustworthy? Hallelujah. Are we trustworthy? Can God trust us around his people? Hallelujah. Will we do them right? Will we treat them right? Will we respect the widows? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those are without. Hallelujah. The widows. Hallelujah. The barren. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one that needs a helping hand, can God trust us to bless them?
Can trust. Amen.
And not take any praise for yourself, but give all praise, all honor, all glory. Give it back to him. Give it back to him.
Yes, sir. Yes,
give
sir.
Give it back to him.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
What do you say, Ramirez? Say you've been faithful over a few things. I was sitting there listening yesterday. I was enjoying the service. I couldn't talk. I had to text my brother and tell him, I'm in here with you. I can't talk right now. I got no respect right now. I had to live there. I'm here with you. I was enjoying the word. Well, I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Then in another scripture, he says, listen, he said, you've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over many. And my brother just asked you a question. And it is a valid question to ask yourself. Can the Lord trust you? Are you trustworthy with his word? Everybody's not trustworthy with God's word. Are you trustworthy?
Yes,
look
sir.
In the mirror and ask yourself that question. I want to talk to the man in the mirror right now. Are you trustworthy? I like that.
God bless you. Man, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank God today. Are you trustworthy? Praise the Lord. We thank God. We thank God. Enjoying the view. I enjoy the world you have created with its variety and color. You and what you have made are awesome, Lord. In this thought, join God in taking delight in all that he has made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A song we used to sing long time ago. What a wonderful world. What a wonderful world. Praise the Lord. Enjoying the view. God ordering the sun to praise its creator. And wherever the rays of the sun shine across the earth, people are moved to praise along with them. Praise the Lord. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye shining stars. That's Psalms 148. Hallelujah. And you know what? Hallelujah. God bless you. Ain't it? God bless you. Praise the Lord. We say that often. There is. Hallelujah. There is a scripture for that. I'm a cop out for Brother D. There's a scripture for that. It's Psalms 115. Praise ye the Lord.
Yes,
praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the temple and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbal. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbal. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. We should praise him. We should praise him. And it's not about us, but it's about him. We should praise him. Well, Pastor used to tell me, he used to tell the congregation, it's only two times you can praise the Lord. He said, and one is when you feel like it, the other one is when you don't.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on. I know you're right. We should praise him. We should give him the glory. We should give him the unto. One thing about when we praise the Lord is help us remember what he has done for us. And that will give you strength of what he can do. When it will help to keep you from falling. You keep on trying. Hallelujah. You keep on trying. After a while, you're not going to fall the way you used to fall. Hallelujah. You're going to get some strength if you keep on trying. You keep on trying. You may not do as good as you did before, but keep on trying. Keep on trying and watch God bless you. Watch God bless you. Keep on getting up. Hallelujah. And giving God that first moment of thought. Then wake up and tell, Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning. Try to, instead of picking up a social media, pick up a Bible. Hallelujah. Read a verse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you. God keep you. It is our prayer. We say that because we want the God's blessing upon you. Hallelujah. Because I want you to feel, hallelujah, that quickening spirit that it gives me to feel. I don't always feel like this, but it's because of God and what he's done, and when he, hallelujah, do it for me, I got to tell somebody. I got to tell somebody, not because of my goodness, but because of his greatness. Hallelujah. Not because I stand, but because he made me able to stand, and I tell him, thank you. I tell him, thank you. So it makes me want to do his will. It makes me want to do the best that I can do. It takes away the excuses that I would have. Hallelujah. It helps me lay aside that weight, that thing that don't mean me no good, that weight. It's a weight unto me, and it don't help me, hallelujah, to run. But if I turn it loose, I get a little strength. I get a little freedom. If I turn it loose, if I lay it down, I have some strength. Oh, hallelujah. If I lay it down, I can move about a little bit better. I can love a little bit more. If I forgive in my heart, it opens my heart up to receive his Holy Spirit even more, to receive his counsel, to listen to his whispers. When he would listen, when he would whisper to me to go this way or go that way or don't go there or don't go here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. I'm trying to quit.
It's hard to turn it loose.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
It'd be hard to turn it loose.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We give it. Give God glory. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God glory.
Thank you, Lord. I love that Isaiah. Hallelujah. Isaiah, it took me back when I was young, when I was real young, and I noticed, you know, people they would do hardly some of everything Monday through Friday, but Sunday it was a difference. Sunday it was a difference.
Yes, sir.
Sunday,
yes, sir.
If you told a field Sunday, you ain't tell it on Sunday, you ain't tell that field.
On Sunday, you just wouldn't do it. Just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
That's right. Just couldn't do it.
We almost swear by it. It's Sunday. I'm telling the truth. You did this and that. It's Sunday. You did this.
Just
be dwelling. Yeah. Certain places they wouldn't open up on a Sunday, or they close early, or they open for a short while. But businesses even honored that Sabbath day. I think they call it the blue law, and they would honor it. Hallelujah! And it gave Christians a chance to go and worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, every day we can worship him. Every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But remember, keep the Sabbath. Remember, hallelujah. Remember to live every day holy unto God. I'm telling you, you'll see a difference. If you'll see a difference.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just take it day by day. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow got its own problems. But try to do what you can today. Hallelujah. Today, try to abstain from doing evil. Try to do the best you can while you can. Hallelujah. And God will be a blessing in your life. Hallelujah. But one thing you can do, one thing you can help you at, one thing that will help you at, if you say, Jesus, keep me near
near the cross.
The cross. Hallelujah.
Yes,
keep me near the cross.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a precious fountain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, good brother D, sometimes we need to be washed. Brother D.
Yes, sir.
You know, see a dirty person. You need to be washed. Hallelujah. But you get to the water. Oh, hallelujah. There's
thank
healing
you,
in the water. Hallelujah.
Water.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
I love,
yes.
I see baptism in my mind. Well, God will lay us down in that water that purifies it. Oh, hallelujah. It renews. It strengthens. Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead and go to the water. Hey, hallelujah. Jesus, keep me near the cross.
Near the cross.
That's, oh, hallelujah, a precious fountain. Free. It's
free. To walk. Free to walk.
Oh, hallelujah. A healing stream.
Free to walk.
And it flows. It flows from Calvary's mouth.
Calvary. Yes, sir.
Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Sir.
Oh, hallelujah.
You know, real.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
yeah,
Jesus.
I know some have to sit and wonder, how do Reverend Henry and Brother D, Brother Eric, Brother Tim, how can they bounce off each other like they do? You start to say something and one can finish it. The Bible says when I was a child, I was on meat, milk. Progress, you get on meat. And that's all I'm trying to tell you. Sister and brother, we had to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We had to start somewhere in order to get somewhere. If I leave here today going to Texas, but I never leave Chicago, I never get there. So we got to start somewhere. You got to start. That's all. That's the only reason we can do what we do. Brother Henry, start a verse, and you'll hear Brother D come in. Brother D, a start a verse, and you'll hear Brother Henry come in. That's because we had to start somewhere. And
mm-hmm.
I promise you, the day you make a start is the day you start progressing. Oh, yeah. See Reverend Henry could tell you, as well as I will, God wants to do it for you. You just got to get yourself out the way to allow him to do it. That's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think Reverend Henry said, I had a little something for you, but he can't leave. He been trying to go, but he can't go. When you get wrapped up and tied up in God's word, you can't shut God off sometimes when you want to. You just can't do it. Because you love him so much. you just find yourself just shaking and rocking and rocking and shaking and just tell God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. That's because you know that you know that you know he's been so good to you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Come on here, Brother Harry. Come on here. Come on
thank
here.
Thank you, Lord.
In
thank
the name
you,
of Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
The Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We thank God today. We thank God today. In the name of Jesus. We ask him. We ask him, hallelujah, to keep us near the cross. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank him for his cross. Thank him for reminding us that we should keep the Sabbath holy unto him. Hallelujah. Him reminding us that every day should be holy unto the Lord. Thank you. Letting us know that there's a blessing. There's a blessing in the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we ask God to keep us in his counsel. Father God in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come thanking you, Father, for what, hallelujah, you have done, what you have been to us. Hallelujah. Grace you have shown unto us that we're able to come together. Hallelujah. And reason in your word. Thank you for consecrating our minds, our hearts, and our spirits. Thank you for blessing us to receive and understand what was in your word today, Father. Bless us, help us, renew us, restore us, revive us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We know we If we renew ourselves, there's a healing in our renewing. Revive us, hallelujah. Revive us, Father God. The healing for our spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Our soul, hallelujah, can be safe in thee in the name of Jesus. I want to tell you, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for all those that came and played a part, for every caller, every listener, every prayer that went up. We thank you, every text sent in, hallelujah, that made this service be just what you have it to be, the comments, the prayers. We thank you again of the comments, the prayers. We thank you again in the name of Jesus. All praise, all glory, all honor we give unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray. For we in this prayer, we ask, Father, go be a protection, a shield around us. And help us, Father God, as we attempt to do thy will and stay in thy will. And keep us in thy will. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
It is a day, yes.
Yeah.
I'll give you peace when the storm is raging. I'll be your